Welcome into the Funny Thing About Parenting podcast. This is TJ along with Melissa.
Hello.
Wow, delayed. A little bit.
Howdy.
Delayed. Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy. Oh, last week you were you had a British accent. Today you're going Southern. Southern Belle. That's nice. All right. Is that going to be a bit that you keep
No.
About your dialect for next week?
No. Nope.
So thanks for joining us again. Again and again. Today is going to be a fun episode because we're going to help Melissa find herself.
Yes, please do. I'm having a midlife crisis or quarter life crisis. I don't know. I can't do math.
Well, what? You are 37.
Yes.
Have we ever revealed our ages like that?
I don't know, but I've been feeling really... I know I'm not old, but I think like... We said how long we've been married the other day, like just to each other. And I was like, that does not feel like real life.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel like my real life saying that. I'm like, what?
That's not
my life.
Yeah, I remember.
I'm young.
Like in your early 30s is kind of the time where you can start saying things like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wild. Where it's, again, in 10 years ago, you were an adult. So I remember, I went to that college 10 years ago. I remember when I started saying things like that, and it felt bizarre.
It does.
I was like, wait a second. I shouldn't be old enough to be able to say, oh, a decade ago, I did things as an adult.
Yes. It's like an out-of-body experience
and now it's
to
like,
say things
I
like
can
this.
Actually say, oh my goodness, I'm 38.
We had our kid 10 years
20,
ago.
Melissa, I graduated high school in 02.
Don't even, yeah.
This is my
don't
20,
do the math. I don't want to know.
20 years. Am I having a 20-year reunion?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
You probably are.
That's bizarre. 20 years ago, I graduated. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah. And so I know I've grown and evolved and like, but sometimes I feel like I'm the same exact person in my head that I was when I was like 15.
Is that a bad thing?
I don't know. I mean, obviously I've matured and grown and whatnot, but like sometimes... It's just, I'm obviously the same person.
Let's dissect this a little
weird.
Bit. We're going to, before today's show, Melissa said, you said something like, I don't do anything. Like
I
for fun.
Yeah.
I don't do fun stuff. Is that what you said?
I said, I don't do anything.
You do.
I just feel like I'm surrounded
anything.
By... People who do things like, oh, they refurbish furniture or, oh, I don't know, like I golf or.
I started an Etsy
shop. You do so much. I think I'm like just surrounded by you lately. Like you're like, oh, I'm doing a podcast.
You're surrounded by me lately? You've been surrounding me since 2004.
I know, but like where you're doing all these things on your own. You're being kind of like creating things and like. I'm an overthinker to the point where I then don't do anything. It could be something as simple as like, I know I want to figure out a good system in our youngest room. She doesn't have a dresser. She doesn't have like a system for her clothes. I want to decorate. I want to do all these things, but I overthink,
paralysis
overanalyze,
by analysis.
And then I don't ever do anything. And that's the story of my life. And I feel like I've wasted 37 years of my life not doing anything.
Wow. Okay. So that's what we're going to talk about. No, this is good. This is good because I think a lot of people are like, yeah, I kind of feel like that too. Story of my life. One Direction.
Mm-hmm.
Great tune. Okay. Well, let's dig into this for a second. Do you, when you say, I feel like I don't do anything, are you really saying I feel like I don't like have a side passion or I don't create things? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or what is it?
It's a lot of things. It's like, I feel like I don't have like a skill or a talent. I feel like I don't have a hobby. I don't have like knowledge or like the know-how to do certain things. Like I need to Google how to steam vegetables. Like anytime I have to do anything, I Google
so do
it.
I.
Like
this
how
is great.
Do I wash this? Like, I mean, I'm sure many people can relate,
Melissa,
but I think I've just fallen into this like habit of like not trusting myself or not like being confident enough to do things. And I feel like, I think why I feel like I'm having a crisis is because I thought that just like age and getting to a certain age would make all that, like those insecurities go away, and I'd get to a point in my life where I'd be like just doing things. And I feel like I've gotten to that age. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm still not doing anything. I'm still insecure. What?
Well, first of all, do you know who the Holderness family is?
Yes.
They were having this exact same conversation on a recent one of their podcasts. Penn and what's her name? Oh, shoot. I can't remember, but she was saying the same things.
Okay,
very, very similar.
So I'm not
things.
Alone.
So you're not alone, first of all. I think she was more talking about hobbies, but maybe that's what you're talking about too.
Yeah. I overthink, and so I'm talking about like a million things.
Okay. So let's start here. What do we know? Let's talk about the facts, because there might be, my guess is there are several mothers and fathers and people who aren't even mothers or fathers listening right now that probably feel similar.
Mm-hmm.
What are the facts? We, starting here, we are 10 years into parenting, and we have 4 children, 10 and under. For those 10 years, you have been pregnant / nursing for at least half of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Maybe even 6 of those 10 years you've been pregnant or nursing.
Mm-hmm. And when I wasn't pregnant or nursing, I was probably thinking about it or momming in some way.
So that's, I think first of all, we can acknowledge that. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And for there to be any expectations of yourself to be doing anything other than keeping human beings alive for the first 5 to 10 years of their life.
Mm-hmm.
As much as it's in your control, that's what you have been doing along with me.
Yes.
Okay. For those other 4 years that you haven't been pregnant or nursing, you and I have just been picking things up.
Yeah.
This is all
constantly.
We do. We just walk around the house.
How
we
much
pick
time
things up.
Have we wasted picking things up?
So much time.
We should just have like a bin for every room.
Just throw
and like
it
at
in
the
there.
End of the day, you just throw it in there. Oh, people are coming over.
Throw it
Take
in
out
the bin.
The bin and throw it in the bin. And if no one has to reach for the bin to get things again, then you throw it in the garbage.
Well, see, that's a system. You just created
a
system.
Give me a bin for every room.
So those are the facts. What?
But how does Beyonce do it?
What do you mean? How does she do what?
I don't know.
She has a career.
That's true. She has people.
This is what she does. She has very a lot of people who help her. Well, I think... I think it's good to have like things that you're passionate about. I think it's okay that you go in different seasons. I think different people go through different seasons of being able to pour any energy towards things they're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
You also have seasons where you're sort of bored with the things that used to excite you, and you haven't yet discovered the new things that will excite you. For instance, one of my passions, this is going to sound hilarious, but as an adult, one of my passions used to be wiffle ball.
Mm-hmm.
It actually still is. But yeah. I was in a wiffle ball league.
Yeah.
Like usually,
that's right.
Usually grown men play in softball leagues. Not me. I played in a wiffle ball league with other passionate middle
yeah.
children. It was great.
You travel all over the city.
It was wonderful. And I hope to re-enter that league someday. I also think that there's just different waves and different seasons where you actually have capacity to not only to do things, but to try things, to discover like, oh, this is cool. Like mm-hmm. people don't just start refurbishing furniture out of nowhere. They discover it, and
yeah.
it takes some time to discover it. So I think that might be one, you know. Okay, one more thing, and then I'm going to throw it back to you.
Okay.
I would actually say that you do, like there's one hobby that you're an absolutely obsessed with right now.
Oh.
Reading.
Oh, yeah, I've been reading.
You've read 30 books since January 1st.
Yeah, 34.
Oh my goodness.
And it's funny because I've been feeling guilty about reading because I feel like I'm not doing anything lately because I want to read. And I feel like then I'm like, oh, I'm not even like,
right,
you know, I should be cleaning the house or making a meal or doing something else.
You know what Melissa
just... And I've been reading.
You know what Melissa just did to you listening? She just turned the tables on you because now you feel terrible about yourself. She's read 34 books this year. How many have you read?
Which I've never read.
I'm at zero.
I used to read when I was a kid. And then I read maybe like 5 books total between like teenager and like marriedhood.
I mean, her appetite
for
watching TV has completely diminished. You would choose reading over anything right now.
Yeah.
So you're like dismissing the fact that, yeah, is it a form of entertainment? Yes, but maybe, like, who's to say that a year from now you play this movie forward after you've read 100 books this year, and all of a sudden you continue to read, but it leads to the next thing. This is how hobbies form. Like, it's like, oh, wouldn't it be fun to create my own short story? Mm-hmm. Or wouldn't it be fun to, I'm really interested in these authors, and who knows what that might lead to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it, everything leads to something else, right?
And maybe the fact that I feel guilty when I read, that I'm not doing anything, actually proves that it's becoming a hobby. Because a hobby should be something you
enjoy,
do just because you want to do it. And
that's what you're doing.
Oh,
you're
my
not,
goodness, so I am. I have a hobby.
You have a hobby.
I just started.
This is so exciting.
Now,
you're not reading self-help books. So you're not reading with a purpose to like improve an area of your life. It's strictly something that you truly enjoy.
It feels so intimate. Like, I get to be part of all these other people's lives who are nothing like me, like different stories. And I get to like just feel like I'm part of a different world. I love it.
You love reading.
Yeah.
See, like, some people like to build things, and they do it because they enjoy it. And sometimes your hobby can turn into a business, which
is, and then it's no longer a hobby.
Exactly. But it's a phenomenal thing because now a small business is born and there's so many benefits to that. But when a hobby doesn't turn into a small business, like, I don't know, I'm sure you could, whatever, you're reading, you're just purely doing it.
Which, if you would have asked me 5 months ago, I would have said the statement, I'm not a reader, which makes me so sad that we can make such statements like that,
right?
Because that's not a factual statement. The fact was, 5 months ago, I'm not currently reading anything.
Nothing.
It doesn't mean I'm not a reader.
But now you truly are a reader. You know what? We're going to start the Mama Mel Book Club led by Melissa. You can join it by sending her a message.
You know, Winnie was watching Soul the other day. Of all things she saw, she said, movie night, because we watched it one movie night like forever ago, and she wanted to pick that. And I was thinking about this, because in that movie, 22 is trying to find her purpose, and she goes to Earth.
Here we are digging into yet another Disney movie. Okay, keep going.
They're so easy to dig into. So 22 had a piece of pizza, and then she connected with the barber, and she went on walks, and all of a sudden she's like connecting with like something weird that she's feeling, and it feels purposeful. And she's like, oh my goodness, I think I found my purpose. Like, I can watch the sky. I can go on walks. Those can be my purpose. And then Joe Gardner said, 22, those aren't, what did he say? Those aren't purposes. That's just regular old living. And I thought, yeah, like, there's so many things that I do that for some reason I'm missing the point of it. Like, I don't give it the gravity that it deserves, because I just think it's regular old living. But actually, regular old living is the purpose of life. It's those moments and those things that are actually giving your life meaning.
Yeah. It makes it worth living. I know what you're saying. I would say there's a greater purpose to life.
Right. That's not what I'm saying.
And that stems from our faith.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
But I mean, like, how many times are you going through the moments of your day, and or you see a picture of yourself, and it's like, I have my eyes crossed and my like mouth open, but like my kid is smiling at me, but yeah. I hate that picture because I don't look cute. But actually, that picture is a moment of like a regular old living kind of moment where it's just a picture of me doing day-to-day stuff with my kid and they're smiling at me. So why can't I find joy in that picture?
Yes, I'm 100% with you. Yeah, I really great. Where are we right now? I'm trying to determine where we are. But that was, can we go back to like hobbies for a second?
Sure.
I'm with you on this journey. Did you want to keep going down this road?
Yeah, sorry. I was thinking about hobbies and that made me think of the spark.
I think
that's why I went on the tangent.
What's cool too about being somebody who is obsessed with reading right now, as a creator myself, I'm a content creator. I create content because I truly enjoy the creative process. And then I love throwing something out into the world and seeing people react to it.
Yeah.
Because there's something just fulfilling about creating something and then seeing other people interact with this thing that you created.
See, that's what scares me. And I don't want to put anything out there.
Well,
so that's why I love what you do. Well, I love that you do that.
I was going to say though, you are that person on the other end. After you read a book, you are like, you just found a lot of joy and fulfillment in taking in content that somebody else came up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's really cool. That's just a cool way to look at it. Like, I don't think everybody has to create things. I think everybody can create things, and everybody's creations can be completely different.
Yeah. What's the point of being a creator if there's no one?
Yeah, so that's you
enjoying it.
There you go.
I'm the one enjoying.
Let's go to a restaurant. Let's go eat the food that somebody else created.
Yes.
Fun. Maybe I need a hobby. My hobby turned into.
I know. Now like, you need a new hobby.
A job that I love.
It's you
a
have dream so many job. Hobbies though.
It's a like dream
you,
job.
You're the opposite of me. You have so many hobbies.
You also have
play guitar, you play piano, you play sports.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, this is who I'm dealing with. I'm surrounded, I'm always around you. You're always doing something.
You've also gotten into, if I need to remind you, you've also gotten into cooking, which you, do you enjoy it?
Have I gotten into cooking?
If we rewind 10 years,
I have.
If we go back a decade, and you got a quick little glimpse into your current life, like I think the way that you see it right now is you're the main person in our family putting the meals together, especially dinners, for our family, and it's more of like a we got to survive, right? We got to eat, we got to put it together. But you've grown a lot in your ability to make things and try making things, and which is really cool because now
I still need Google for everything I make.
That doesn't matter. That means nothing. That absolutely means nothing. But I think what I see is Tenley, our 7-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Like she's watching you and she likes to get involved with you. She likes to help make things, especially when you bake.
She loves cracking eggs and she's really surprisingly really good at
it. So from a parenting standpoint, I think we can also look at the things that we do in our daily life, whether they're hobbies or just things like responsibilities. And some of these things instill a passion in our kids that who knows, one day, maybe Tenley's like this is one of her things, and it all goes back to I used to always be in the kitchen when my mom was making things, and it was I loved it, and that's where
I like that. Yeah, even the other day going back to reading, I've been reading so much, so the kids keep saying like, why are you reading? But anyways, that then one day all of a sudden they like created an entire library out of our living room. Like they like just took pieces of colored construction paper and like made categories and then took all the books in our house and put them in the categories. And then we had to go visit the library. And I thought of that as like, oh, maybe they they seem to catch on and want to do that because they kept seeing me read.
What would be, I think we should name it for each other, what would be the most unlikely hobby that I would have and that you would have? Like if someone told you 5 years from now, TJ is going to be doing this as a hobby, it would make you laugh because it'd be so ridiculous and opposite of who I am. What would you say?
I would say, oh, you really put me on the spot. I would say either...
surfing, because we moved to the ocean.
I would say either raising chickens or cooking. Like, I can't see you actually, like, dealing with raw meat and seasoning. I can't see you working in a kitchen like that. Like
raising chickens.
Raising chickens. You said what would be the most unlikely thing.
I just can't believe you thought of that.
I can't see you...
raising chickens.
Getting a chicken coop and taking care of chickens.
Absolutely.
And using their
that
eggs.
That would be ridiculous. Some people do it. Good for you.
I don't know.
I don't have any interest in that. But you don't have any interest in wiffle ball, so everybody's different and unique.
Yeah.
That's a funny answer.
I don't know why that came up to
I
me
can't,
so fast.
Yeah, a little glimpse into me. I love chicken and I love burgers.
You like meat in a sandwich form?
Most, yeah,
like you don't really want to
eat steak.
For
that, the reason for that is because I think about where the food came from, and then my mind gets all messed up.
Yeah, so like, I protect you in the kitchen. Usually when I'm dealing with raw meat, I like do it when you're not around because I know
honestly,
that you
don't
would
count
have
me
a
out.
Hard time.
Don't count me out. I might be a vegetarian at some point. Don't count me out.
I would not count you out because of that, because you get so queasy.
Okay, what would be an unlikely hobby that Melissa would have? You've been working out more too. Like maybe that's a budding hobby of yours.
Right? I would say, again, like probably 5 months ago, I would say the factual, non-factual statement of I'm not a runner.
I would say anything.
And I started running.
Anything musical. Like if
because I legit can't hold a tune.
And he's just never shown any interest. Like, there's been multiple times that I'm like, I can teach you something on the piano.
No, you have not.
Absolutely.
I've asked you before and you told me no.
No, I didn't.
I asked you to teach me guitar and piano, and you said that you can never teach me.
That's right. No, now I'm remembering, but there's a reason for that.
I want to be musical. That's like a dream of mine.
It has nothing to do with you. I just literally don't know how to teach what I know. And what I know is very basic, by the way, folks. I'm not a musician by any means. But I taught myself how to do some things and I wouldn't know how to teach other people.
Yes. No, music. I love music. I love consuming music. So I have interest in music. I just,
what if you just
don't
picked up,
feel like I have a, I can literally cannot carry a tune.
What if you picked up the saxophone or something? How funny would that be?
Yeah.
Think about that.
That would be funny.
All right. Yeah. We're ending the episode.
Okay.
There.
Okay. Well, we'll let you know next time.
Well,
how our hobbies have changed, like if we've tried anything new.
Sure. And I guarantee you within a week we have tried nothing new.
Yeah, probably.
Thanks for hanging out with us. This is the funny thing about parenting. We'll see you next week.
Bye.